This is exactly right.
Wearing a Men's Warehouse outfit makes you confident, like you could do anything, so you dance like no one is watching, even though everyone is watching. Because of the Men's Warehouse outfit, you interview like the job is already yours because it is. Because of the Men's Warehouse outfit, you golf as if the rules don't apply to you because you're too well-dressed for rules. Because of the Men's Warehouse outfit. At Men's Warehouse, get measured, get fitted, get hot, get confident in everything from tailored suits to underwear and all the stuff in between. Love the way you look at Men's Warehouse.
As a plant-based cheese company, Daiya has never talked about beef in an ad before, because someone somewhere once had a beef with saying beef and plant-based together. So putting a slice of Daiya cheese on a beef burger, not okay. Well, our delicious melty cheese has a beef with your beef about beef, because any step towards plant-forward eating is a step in the right direction. Daiya, 100% plant-based, even if you're not. Now made with Daiya Oat Cream Blend.
Hey, everybody, get your jingle bells ready because we are doing another live Lady to Lady Zoom holiday party Sunday, December 6th. We're so excited.
So excited. This is going to be, I mean, honestly, all of the special shows that we've done have been so much fun, and I could not be more stoked on this one.
Yeah, we're pulling out all the stops. It's a holiday special. It's going to be great. We've got Ryan the Resident Hunk coming back. Will there be mistletoe? It's Zoom. Who cares? It'll be fine. We're all just going to kiss the screen next. We're going to kiss his abs on the screen.
Wait,
it's
you guys
aren't
doing that already?
Oh, yeah, every single time. I turn off my video and I'm just licking my laptop. but he's also funny and has a great personality.
We have a special guest. Naomi Epkerrigan will be doing stand-up for us. We'll have other surprises. We'll have a special craft cocktail that we'll put up the recipe for so we can all have it together. It's just going to be so much fun. We're excited to celebrate the holidays with you guys. So Sunday, December 6th, we'll have the link up for tickets for sale soon on all of our social channels, so check that out. And it's at 6 p.m. Pacific time, so come join us. They've all been a blast, and we can't wait to hang out with you guys.
Yeah.
All right, on to the show.
Bye. I'm Babs Gray, and who else was fooled by Instagram into thinking they could become a plant girl?
I'm Brandy Posey, and on Friday I'm going to say, this one's for my taters, while eating leftover mashed potatoes, bathed in refrigerator light at midnight. It's Thanksgiving week, baby.
Hey, girl, hi.
Taters.
Wow.
I'm Tess Barker, and I love Thanksgiving because it combines some of my favorite activities, cooking, eating, and being stressed out.
Oh, yeah.
Woo! And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
We got Barbara, Brandy, and of course Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby. It's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Wow, I did not have a Thanksgiving joke ready
That's
to go.
Okay. That's okay. It's a different year. It's a different year.
Yeah,
I looked at. Wait, let me just tell you guys. Let me just tell you one of the jokes when I looked up Babs Gray Thanksgiving, and you'll understand why I didn't say it. But
please.
Now I can say it in the non-real.
Please do. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. This part nobody hears. This part.
Yeah, no one hears this part of the show, so it's fine. I said this is one I tweeted in 2018. This Thanksgiving, I am thankful for my big friggin' tits, my huge white ass, and my cool ass clit.
Babs, that is evergreen. I'm not sure why you didn't open the show with that.
I know.
Are you no longer thankful for these things?
I guess I've moved past thanks and just am into, I don't know. They're just normal.
What's the opposite of thanks? Just what we're living in?
Let's bring on our guests. I'm super excited. They're both super hilarious, and they have an amazing podcast called The Hold Up, which I produce and edit. No big deal. And they're just great. I love them. Molly Sanchez and Sam DeSalvo. Hi.
Hey.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
What
Hi,
up,
ladies.
Girl? I have to say, this feels so cool because I know that I'll speak for Sam and I. We
love you, Babs. And we have yet to like interface socially, probably because I say it interface socially.
And would you like to interface socially?
Yeah. Can we calendar some time to interface socially? But getting the ask to be on this podcast is like if like your cool older sister is like, I don't know, do you want to come to the movies with us? Yeah, buddy. Aww. I don't even care what we're seeing. Let's go.
I know. It's been so weird because we'll just be like, hey, can you cut out the part where we're really offensive? Also, we've never met. So you're learning a lot about us all the time.
You know what? We cannot relate. We never say offensive stuff on
right.
this podcast.
Oh, yeah, cool. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cool. I'm sorry. Cool. I don't know what that's like.
We've never gotten a bad email about anything.
No, that's just what being a podcaster is. So
yeah.
Someone knows all of your deep, dark secrets. And they've heard you say a lot of things.
Yeah, the name of the show really used to be. Yeah, the name of the show used to be Perfect Too Perfect. But then we said that wasn't quite as relatable. So, you know, we've taken it down.
Yeah, well, it's just really fun because, as women, the expectations for us are just
super
really
low.
Nothing.
Super manageable. So. Honestly, like, if you could kick them up a notch, I could use a challenge, TBH.
For real. I love it. Things have been,
I agree.
Things have been too easy.
I've just been really looking for someone to take a 5-second thing I said out of context.
Yeah.
Right back in my face.
Oh my god.
I love
speaking
that.
Of that's... Can we just talk about the Alex Trebek thing, because that's so funny.
Wait, I have to find, hold on, let me find the screenshot because it's so funny.
So I'll just set it up because okay. I mean, way before Alex Trebek ever was ill or anything like that, I don't even remember the context of whatever conversation we were having.
We were just talking about Jeopardy randomly, I'm sure.
Yeah, and whatever brought it up, I said, do you think Alex Trebek has a gray mustache above his asshole?
Oh.
I mean, probably. Fair question.
Fair question. Obviously being extremely serious and obviously a real thing that Jess was saying.
It was an earnest question, honestly, and something that I really meant to be like a hot take, and I really was trying to take a stand, you know?
And so he passed away recently, and I was looking at our Facebook page, which I don't like look at that often. And I saw this comment from someone who'd obviously been like searching his name the day he died or something. And they commented on this post from 2 years ago where it said this quote from Tess. And they commented, totally uncalled for and disrespectful to the limit.
Oh my God.
This is definitely not a real lady to lady comment.
Well, you
and also, like,
guide.
You clearly don't listen to the show because it so is. Like,
yeah. It says, a lady wouldn't even entertain such a thought, let alone post it.
Oh God.
A lady would never talk about a man's asshole.
Yeah,
mustache.
It sounds more like they were searching for a lady, and then they were like, I'm going to dictate what ladies say. Like, I think he wasn't even interested in Alex Trebek at all. More like
who's
lady
Googling
guidelines.
Lady Trebek, I think, is how that came up too.
It could be worse though, because my aunt, who like only ever posts like very benign like Minions memes and like little memoji things, when Regis died, she posted something like Regis phoning a friend in heaven, and it's like, this is the sickest, most horribly timed joke from the least likely source. So shout out to you, Aunt Debbie. You're a roast comedian.
Honestly, shout out to the Aunt Debbies everywhere.
Yeah.
We lean into the aunt core.
Oh, I mean, that's one of my favorite things about this podcast is that over the years we've just gotten really aunt core.
Yeah.
Oh man.
I'm an aunt.
You're an aunt? Okay.
Yeah, I'm an aunt, and my niece is so much cooler than me. She she did this sick burn. She's old as hell. She's 17. She's old as fuck. Like, she's
that's
not
probably
weird.
Like, also, like, what a fuck you to you, because that's the coolest age.
I'll tell the story.
Oh, I was going to tell it. So Molly was at my house when this happened. So we're all, like, at my family's house, and, like, I brag... God, it's like I'm my worst self around her because I'm trying to relate. So sure. I'm like, hey, Sarah, I downloaded TikTok. Like, oh, like, shoot me in the fucking face.
Yeah, you fucking fucked up right off the bat.
I fucked up right away. And she goes, oh, that's cool. And then I go, like, I really, sorry, this is offensive and embarrassing to even talk about. It's like, I'm really into that, like, I'm stunning song, like, and with the trends. And she was like, oh, okay, cool. So you're on straight TikTok.
I know. She read you to Phil. What? She read you to fucking Phil.
She did.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Like, she already knew. She clocked me right away. She's like, oh, yeah, I know. I know what you're talking about. And it's straight TikTok. And that's gross. Wow. Like,
she didn't say, oh, sweetie, but it was implied.
Yeah. Honestly, if we were translating this for, like, a movie, the subtitles would be, oh, sweetie.
Yeah. So it was really rough. Wow. I'm so sorry. She's way cooler.
At what age did you feel like the coolness really started taking effect? Like, did you used to be like an aunt that she like looked up to? Like I just want to know.
I will tell you this, Brandy. Mine is 9, and she's been cooler than me for like 6 years.
Yeah, I was gonna say definitely 3 because I would like. Okay. Oh my god, yeah.
Brandy, you have maybe 2 more years left before you get overtaken.
Everyone take the vaccine and stay home. I got to get like a little bit of cool aunt time in person. God damn it.
Yeah. Brandy's niece is very tiny. So
yeah. She's like just my over niece, a year old.
Like my niece forever was super into Taylor Swift, which the nieces
that's
are.
Great.
I know.
Yeah. But then I was
trying to score some aunt points and I was like, I have a Taylor Swift playlist. She was like riding with Sean and I to like, she was in our car for like 15 minutes and I was like, don't worry, I have a Taylor Swift playlist ready to go. No. And she was like, no. She's like, I like a new song now. And she was like, can you put on Waka Waka Flocka?
No.
And we did, and it was a better song than all of Taylor Swift's songs. Wow.
I mean, I've been thinking about this lately because like, I'm starting to feel, I was thinking about this, I feel like I'm getting more conservative, not in like my, you know,
not your
beliefs as a human, but my own, like what I talk about, you know, because sure. I just spent my 20s just like giving every lurid detail of every sexual encounter.
1,000%. Mm-hmm. And honestly, it's hilarious because that is a deficit that is never going to be filled.
But I think it's partly because of my niece and nephew, and I'm just like, oh God, like when are they going to be old enough to search me and listen to the cum jokes and the
yep.
Auntie and Barbara used to be so horny.
It's so shitty.
Children,
yes. Yeah. Am I? Your niece is actually Mrs.
I'm
Doubtfire.
I'm clutching my pearls, Auntie Barbara.
Wow. Stars and garters.
I'm scared. I don't know. I think it's like part of because my parents I blocked out a long ago. I was like,
they're
just over here.
Yeah. Well, but the good thing about parents is that we can be pretty confident that like they're not going to improve, right? Like the amount of technology. No, they're not going to find it. Like the amount of technology they already know, they're never going to know more. But nieces. Right. We're fucked.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it scares me already. The things that she knows, she's doxxed me 5 times, I'm sure. Oh.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're all going to be doxxed eventually.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I have to say, so talking about, Molly and Sam have this great podcast called The Hold Up where they talk about things that they loved as kids and see if they still hold up. I don't know if I got it exactly right, but that's
what a fun concept.
Yeah. And they actually have a really great part on their show called Dad Ads where dads do ads. And it's so funny.
I have to say, that is the brainchild of my beautiful partner, Sam DeSalvo.
It's
like,
so
we bond because we love dads so much.
Our dads are also super similar. Yeah, like we like got to know each other. We're like, did your dad do this weird thing? It's like, oh yeah. And so like, I think having the dad ads has been so nice. But they talk about distantly different things. It's so weird that they're so similar. But like, Molly's dad talks about cats, and my dad talks about like the future of America being in our hands.
Molly's dad had an ad that was literally like, I just wanted to shout out cats. I love cats. Oh,
what a cute dad.
It's very sweet.
Oh my God. Me and Barbara, our dads look the same.
Really?
Our dads do. They've got bald, they're the bald like, button-up shirt dad.
Yeah, I mean,
Oh yeah.
The way we realized our dads look the same is that we were both looking at a picture of Vince Vaughn and there was a long silence. And we both like almost simultaneously were like, he looks like my dad.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. No, our dads look kind of similar too, except for, like Sam and I think my dad is the Ernie and her dad is the Bert, just height-wise, because they're both older men with mustaches and hard opinions, and so they look similar,
you know,
but and they're like, just proportionally different.
They're both dark-skinned, and you think like they'd be really difficult to bring boys home to. Like they have that vibe where there's like,
like they have that like t-shirt, like don't mess with my daughter t-shirt vibe. Yeah.
50 rules to date my daughter.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
I'm just curious. Now, Barbara and Brandy, what would your dads do ads for?
What my dad's what?
What would your dad do an ad for?
Yeah. Oh, that's very interesting.
QuickBooks? I don't know.
Oh my God, that's such a good one. My dad would in a second.
I think my dad would do an ad for like, look, I've supported, you know, I've supported you a lot, but just don't touch the shit in my office for the love of God. Why? I've made, I've done so many things for you, but you always have to fuck with the things that I'm trying to keep to myself.
Are you still fucking with his shit, Babs?
What?
Are you still fucking with his shit?
Well, not anymore, but I think that that's like his number one thing because he's just, he's always been like the provider, you know, person. Yeah. But also like I would just like also have to like do shit to his personal items that he didn't want.
Yeah. I think my dad would invent a thing where it would just like find the remote control at all times because there was a lot of time spent in my youth where like if the remote got lost, he would just sit in the chair and make the family find it around him.
Power move, honestly.
Because he'd be like, no, I worked all day. Yes. You find the remote because you lost it.
Yeah.
And he's not
and
wrong.
And then you just be filled
that
with
terror.
That
sounds like a weird, a board game or something. Yeah. Like, don't wake daddy, but it's like, you're like, find the remote.
Like, please help daddy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that should be a game. Please help. Because the dads need help.
They do.
They just will never ask for help.
Yeah, and then it's a game where, like, as you age in the game, suddenly you have to help daddy, like, make a Hinge profile for the first time.
Oh, God.
Then there's a task where you have to, like, be at the doctor with them and, like, actually take notes on what's being
honestly,
told to them.
I would have loved to make a Hinge profile for my dad. I'm in a situation where when I watch when I watch 90 Day Fiancé, I relate to the children. I would have appreciated some input. Is all I'm going to say.
I do get that feeling because my parents divorced about 3 years ago. So my dad is on the dating scene and every now and then he'll air something in front of me and I'll be like, oh no, I think my dad's a fuck boy.
Yeah. It really is a hilarious point in your life where you realize you respond by a fuck boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got a fuck dad.
Oh, you don't want a fuck father. That's something different. Don't Google search that. It doesn't end well. But no, it's just like things that's like I love this person more than anybody else in the world, but woo.
Yeah.
I think they need a lot of help.
Did anyone else? Am I the only one who saw the new Bill Murray movie? And it's fine if I am. Okay.
I haven't seen that.
It just looked like the one with Scarlett Johansson, but times two or whatever.
It was, and that's like one of my favorite movies, even though I know she's problematic.
Lost in Translation, right?
Yeah. If that's your jam, it definitely delivers that part duh. But it's all about having a dad who's a fuckboy, and I found it very relatable.
What is it called? I think I relate. Yeah, what is
that's it? That's a great question. I want to say it's called like On the Rocks or something. I don't know.
I actually think you're right. I think that's exactly what it's called.
Actually, yes, I remember seeing ads for this. Okay, good to know that's what it's about. Maybe I'll just throw it on at Christmas.
Honestly, I would have to say I really liked it. But again, like you're talking to someone who thought Lost in Translation was a great movie. So
Lost in Translation.
I like that movie too.
Okay. So. I think you like it.
I feel like Lost in Translation, if I watched it now, would feel like Garden State for like the Bill Murray Garden State or something, but I haven't seen it in a long time.
Garden State definitely doesn't hold up.
You know what? In credit to myself, I knew that movie was bullshit the second I saw it. I hated that movie. Yeah.
I honestly never loved it or hated it. It was just there.
But most importantly, Molly, defend your position.
So I've only seen it once, and I saw it this year. I think I probably saw it quarantine, and I thought fun. But I also problematically think Zach Braff is cute. So
like, I get it, though. She the nose.
She had it on mute, so she was just like, this is a good
one. Yeah. I don't know what happened. Yeah, I can see the parts of it that are problematic, but I also had fun and I like the soundtrack. So
I mean,
but you know what? When I saw Garden State for the first time this year, I was like, oh, this is what every dude I had sex with was trying to imitate in college. Yeah. They didn't come up with any of this.
That must be weird to reverse engineer that.
Yeah. Yes.
That's like learning the Weird Al song first and then hearing the version. And be like, hey.
That is what happened to me with American Pie. I can never sing the real American Pie because I'm always like, bye, bye, Mr. Anakin guy.
Oh, yeah. I have that with Lola. I know the Yoda version.
Just like,
and like, you know, Amish Paradise. I think those two.
Yeah. Amish Paradise.
You know what? One. My number one Weird Al replacement is the George Harrison. The song is just six words long. The song is just six.
I don't know that one.
Oh, I mean, wow. Okay. Because yeah. I hate Weird Al. So it's,
you hate parodies, so you know like I a Weird parodies. Al like deep cut. What the fuck?
So, yeah, wow.
Tess, how do you feel about, I don't think I've ever asked this question, how do you feel about Weird Al originals? Because he does a lot of originals that I think I prefer the originals to his parodies.
Honestly,
actually.
I would be more than open to hearing them, but
you
I don't
mean the polkas or
one.
Like, what, so, is there
no,
else?
No. There's like the Night Santa Went Crazy is an original. There's that song Bob that is every line of the song. It's a song in the style of Bob Dylan, but every line of the song is what's a word where it's the same the forward is backwards,
what's palindrome? Palindrome.
Palindrome.
The entire every line of the song is a palindrome, and it's and the name is Bob, and it's like it sounds like Bob Dylan nonsense.
I mean,
lyrics.
It still sounds really annoying, but I'll try it.
Okay. Fair.
It's really annoying that the word palindrome isn't a palindrome.
Like, I agree. Yeah. Yes. I thought that.
They should be called race cars.
Or Hannah.
Yeah, Hannah. Hannah.
Hannah. Yeah, Hannah.
That's the only reason I ever remember the word palindrome is from the story Hannah is a palindrome.
I have to say, I didn't finish. There was one line left of this. Wait, and it's Alec Trebek, isn't it? Now I'm realizing. I always say Alex, but I think it's Alec. It doesn't matter.
No. It's the opposite, because I always said Alec, and it is Alex.
It is?
It's Alex?
I think it's Mr. Trebek.
I think it's
Are we think having... it's Rest in Power King.
Yeah. No, it's Alex. True it's that. Alex. Okay.
This is truly a Berenstain Bears moment.
Yeah, yes, why did we think it's Alec and it's not? That's so
bizarre. Alec is definitely the nerdier name. So it's he's an Alec for sure.
Oh, yeah. Did you guys watch Jeopardy with Alex Trebek? Yeah, I say Alex.
Okay. So this is the last line of this complaint. It said, and I think we need to take this to heart, ladies.
Sure.
Said, apologize to his family and legacy and be real, ladies.
So have you guys done
so
that?
Would you like.
You know what? I would like to take this moment to apologize to him and his family, and to stop being polite and start being real.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. To Alex Trebek's legacy, we just want to say we don't think that there is a mustache above his asshole.
And how can you know?
I don't know. I just am saying. If anyone was hurt by that, I'm very sorry.
No, yeah, I mean, I don't think there's mustaches above assholes in heaven, which is definitely where he is. Yeah.
What is so remorse?
We have to take
Maybe
a break.
Maybe a Van Dyke.
We have to take a break, but we're just going to take a moment of silence for a second
think about
for that,
that.
And we'll be back. Thank
you
so
much.
Much.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back.
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at IKEA-USA.com today.
Hey, welcome back to Lady, I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs.
I'm Tess.
I'm here with Molly and Sam.
Hello.
We don't do five people ones often, so I feel like this is a fun, especially because we're doing it over Zoom and it has a more Brady Bunch vibe.
It does.
I think so.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun. This is fun. We should just have like a sixth computer, just a picture of somebody on mute in the sixth box would be pretty
just
good.
Just somebody clapping cool. would be great. Yeah. Who's like...
I mean, just at all times in my life, I'd like somebody just giving me a tiny round of applause constantly. I mean,
me too.
It would be pretty awesome.
I think that's why we became comedians, is because we kind of want that.
Have I ever shown you guys how I can clap with one hand?
Sure.
Can you
go
do
ahead?
It?
Okay.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Oh, there she goes.
I really do it.
Yeah.
Can do it.
I did that for my dad once. I like you know what's mm-hmm. the sound of one hand clapping, which is apparently like a lyric from a fucking song.
It would be.
Yeah. And he like started laughing so hard because he's like, it's not a real question. It's like a philosophical question.
You're like, uh-oh, well, I already made a bear shit in the woods earlier.
It's such a stupid question because it's like this.
That's what I did. Okay, so we're going to do, it's been a long time since we did a tasty taste test.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Oh my God, I just
time without put
these,
you taste
these
taste
candies
test.
Into a bowl so and they smell so bad.
What on earth did you guys get? Because I'm going to be moderating this.
I'm really, yeah, Tess
does smell bad.
It smells bad. Tess, yeah. I didn't give a chance to give these to Tess because she's out of town, so... So she's going to get to watch us experience these. But they are turkey dinner candy corn.
Oh, I'm so glad I'm not involved. Oh, my God. Yeah. God bless all of you, everyone.
Yes, you now, picked the right week to be out of town.
Yeah. So over. I have a couple initial questions. My first question, is this supposed to be an entire turkey dinner in one candy corn? And is it supposed to have phases? Like, do you guys feel that it's
going
to be like...
There are six flavors in
there's
it.
There's courses. I think or there's
no.
courses.
Yeah, there's this courses.
That's what they look
wow.
like.
Wow.
So I separated the... I separated them out for Brandy because I realized that there are different ones. Yeah. I can send you guys a picture, actually, of what they look like. Hold on one second.
Brandy, if you hold it up again, I think we'll see.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, it's confusing...
I have there's like four turkeys.
There's four that are yellowish. So
oh, okay.
I think there's
it's a problem because the turkey, the carrot, and the sweet potato pie all look the same.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
And if I had been in town, would this have been a vegetarian option?
That's what I want to know is would you have eaten the turkey candy corn? Because it doesn't have a face. Tess wouldn't eat anything with a face, but.
Well, I have to read the ingredients. Is there turkey in the flavoring?
Oh, that's a good question.
If there's turkey in this flavoring, this is a cursed food.
There are way too few ingredients in this for this to be. It's very. There's only like 10 ingredients, which doesn't make any
okay,
sense.
Okay, let's hear them. What are the ingredients?
They just say this? Natural and artificial flavor. So that's, I mean.
I think this is a no for me.
Yeah.
Probably.
I want to give a shout out to my friend Claire Lower, who's a writer at Skillet at Lifehacker. She did a taste test of all of these Lifehacker's Thanksgiving week. So I knew about these, but I did not know that I would have the honor. But check out Claire Lower. She's the best food writer in the game.
Hell yeah. Ooh, I love reading about food. When people are really good at writing about it, you're like,
me too. Not, like, that is like very horny.
Oh,
yes.
So good.
I'm extremely attracted to her.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot find a cranberry. I only have the greens. But
oh, no.
Reds.
You got really? Yeah.
I have a cranberry, Sam. I can break it in half if you want.
Oh, unless you think you're going to eat up the whole thing.
Is cranberry the rare one?
No.
Is that the
Here,
one that there
to
were
the
not
closet
It might be the rare one.
Mine.
Hold on. I'm finding the little.
There's like a special one.
There's very few cranberries. There's very few cranberries I discovered because I only had like one.
That is a hilarious Yeah, that's one that would be good, and that's also like a hilarious PR move on behalf of Cranberries, because no one else is excited.
They were like, no.
Wait, I'm trying to find the diagram where it tells you which one's which, and now
I think I got it, but I'm not. I think so, because they all, yeah. all three of the yellow ones look different. I mean, whatever.
It's probably doesn't fucking matter either. Okay, so basically, here's the five. Here's the six flavors.
Okay. Now, six. Fuck.
I think six. Okay. Here we go. So we've got green beans, roasted turkey.
What
is
that?
Which is like brown on the bottom and like yellow on the top.
Got it.
Okay, I see. Yeah, that's turkey.
Cranberry sauce is red.
Yeah, yeah.
Ginger glazed carrot is like orange.
That sounds good.
Fully orange. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Sweet. I don't have that one.
Sweet potato pie is like this one. It's orange on the top and white on the bottom.
That also sounds good.
Okay. Yeah.
Got
yeah,
it.
And then stuffing, I can't remember what stuffing looks like.
Oh, stuffing is the reverse of the sweet potato. It's
honestly,
it's just, oh yeah, stuffing is orange on the bottom and white on the top.
I'm going to be real right now. I would rather eat one of the Harry Potter snot jelly beans than the stuffing, whatever you guys are about to eat.
Man, because like, here's the thing. Candy corn is already a controversial candy in and
totally.
Of itself.
Totally, yeah.
I don't dislike candy corn. But no one really loves it. No, I got to be in the mood for it.
Yeah.
Well, here's my question. Should we eat them individually or is this like a real thing?
I think it's
going to say like a Thanksgiving dinner. Should I be eating like a little bit of the cranberry with a little bit of the turkey? Is
no,
that
I
like...
think it's individually and then we try them all together.
Yeah. I want to hear your like analysis of each one.
Cause yeah, is this like a gobstopper where you,
we need to hear them. I want to hear each one on its own merits.
I think we go through the list here. So I think we go green beans first.
Green beans are
very obvious.
Okay. All right.
Green.
Okay, so green bean. Let's go.
Are you guys eating the whole thing?
Yeah.
Yep.
Sam's like, no.
This is bad.
Oh, it's so bad.
Oh, wow.
I don't think it's bad.
Well, Molly's a fan.
It's the Zach Braff of candy corn for sure.
Okay. Is it sweet? Is it sweet?
Oh.
No.
To me, I'm getting like a matcha taste.
Okay.
It's like not sweet, but it's not savory.
Yeah, it's like matcha Play-Doh kind of.
Yeah.
It's like
I kind of love it.
You love it?
She's eating another one.
It's very odd. Okay. Like it oddly does taste like a green bean in some way, which freaks me out.
It's almost like that's too good of a job.
Obviously, there's jelly beans that, they can make taste like the food, but...
It's just deeply, it tastes like the most preservative filled green bean of all time. Like it's like a green bean, like these candy corn will outlive humanity.
Yeah, that's for sure.
That's what it feels like. It's me, cockroaches and Thanksgiving candy corn at the end of it all.
Okay, we're going to do, I get next on the list is roasted turkey. So.
Oh, Jesus.
White on
top? Most brown and most yellow piece of candy corn.
Oh, wait. Okay, so is it?
Yeah,
is
the brown and the yellow. One.
It's like, yeah. That's right. Okay. That's right.
Okay, God. Here we go.
Whoa, shit. I dropped it.
Oh, wow.
It tastes like it. It tastes like
cookie. Really bad.
I have never seen so many people. Wow.
No.
Wow.
I actually think this is okay.
You do? Babs, even you gagged right off the bat.
I know, but it still is kind of good.
It seems like I ate like part of a wall and my body's like, get that out.
Oh, it really tastes like turkey. I'm very shocked.
My body it could not be inside of my body. My body was like, get it out now. Oh God.
I spit it out. It tastes like dog food to me, or what I imagine dog food would taste like.
As someone who's tried dog food, it's worse.
Have you tried? There's a lot of people who've tried dog
food. Let's unpack that. So where did you try dog food and when? And why?
Yeah, sure. So was I sober? No. And I was feeding my dog. Was it the past year? Maybe quarantine's been a weird time. And I said, he's eating this. I should eat it. Sure. And it was a dry food. And it was like a little pellet. No, I wouldn't do the wet food. I think the wet food's... That's too much, guys. Am I right?
I think that's a correct take, though. Yeah. I think the dry food would be, if I had to eat dog food, I would eat the dry food.
Yeah. Really? And honestly, it tasted like Wheat Thins.
Wheat Thins?
Huh. Yeah.
I was not expecting that.
Wow. Yeah, I think it was mostly, if I had to compare it to anything, it'd be like a thick Wheat Thin.
I really like this because I expected when you were like, I wasn't sober, I thought it'd be like, yeah, I was with some friends and like, you know, we dared each other, me. But you were just alone. You just ate alone.
For my dog. Fuck it. Yeah, fuck honestly, it. That I was like, hey, bud, you know what? We're in this together. But yeah, that was way worse. He has it good. I would rather eat a plate of dog food than
I don't
that.
Know. Yeah, these. Wow. I mean, this
a
is
ringing non-endorsement. Honestly,
I liked the taste of it, but I do feel sick to my stomach after that. That was really bad.
I couldn't be more happy that I'm not taking part in this.
I've drank a few. Look at my little red face. I drank a few cocktails and I'm so flushed.
Yes, girl, get it.
Yes, mama.
My little Irish head.
I love
that's
that.
The turkey is working
it's,
for
it's
you.
It's caramel, isn't it? And now I'm getting notes. Is it caramel?
You still have it in your mouth?
No, it's the aftertaste.
It doesn't go
stuff.
Away.
Yeah.
All right, let's try cranberry. Hopefully this will be more.
Okay.
This should be pretty straightforward, I would think.
Cranberry sauce, it's supposed to be.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. This is the best one so far, for sure.
That's tasty.
Okay. Yeah, cranberry
is like a normal candy. Yeah.
Cranberry is okay. Tastes like cranberry. I almost said my IUD thanks you. My UTI thanks you.
A UTI, so this is all I've been eating the past 3 days.
Honestly, it's just healthy.
Yeah, exactly.
Man. I thought it was like a little too sweet, but eatable.
I think it's like after what we just experienced, it's like, thank God.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Are you guys, if you do Thanksgiving, are you like a cranberry from the can?
No.
Or are you?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah,
big old can. The can.
You guys are all in the can?
Yeah.
We're all in the can.
In the can for the can.
You're a real, of course Tess does the real, that's the can is classic.
Yeah, it's some hippie California shit.
No.
Ocean spray, baby.
Hell
yeah. Especially after this year with that guy in the Fleetwood Mac. We gotta get him.
No.
Yeah, what do you do, Tess?
No. It's very
out of the can. That's a serving. That's how it works.
No. It's so easy, you guys. You buy a fucking bag of cranberries. You mix it with equal parts water and sugar, maybe some savory herbs or a little lemon juice,
orange peel,
and then you have yourself a delicious side. I don't eat processed food on Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Excuse me.
Wow. I don't eat processed food on Thanksgiving. That was shout out to the 805. There it is.
I don't. Aside from the entirely processed fake turkey that I eat every year.
Yeah.
Also, I just tried to order real cranberries. They weren't at the store, so not always available.
Well,
so check your privilege, Tess.
Cran privilege.
Fair.
I'm gonna try the cranberry one with a turkey one to see if it makes a turkey one together.
I bet it would be good with the green bean one.
Oh, interesting. I'm not going to do that, but Godspeed. I don't think that anything will save that turkey.
Flavor. Yeah.
Oh, it made it worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're still planning on
you just sullied
like
the cranberry. She just drooled.
It's really bad.
Okay, we got 3 more. Jesus Christ. Okay. Oh, ginger glazed carrot, which is
I feel like this is going to be the best one you guys try.
This is the full orange.
I think this is going
to
be good.
I think it's
this
just is really orange. It's very hard to distinguish from the other one.
Yeah, yeah. Sam, do you have an extra one of this?
Yeah, there's a whole bag.
Could you also bring me a beer?
Oh, yeah.
That's what for me is for.
Thanks, honey.
I will sip.
That is my wife.
So glad my wife has come back.
I know.
I never go away.
Did it? Yeah,
it never did. But it just really having another Borat movie was like, oh yeah, this will always be funny.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I think there are some. What other? No, I think I have everything else now. Okay.
This is a fun like crossover. It feels like a crossover ep going into the other room.
Let me get the carrot.
Okay, so it's this one, right? That's mostly orange.
So are candy corn supposed to look like teeth, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean,
they're supposed to look like corn.
If you don't brush your teeth, they look like teeth.
They're supposed to look like corn kernels, not teeth. I'm an idiot.
I don't like this one.
I went all in on this.
This really tastes like it.
Yeah.
It does, but I don't like it.
You don't like it?
It tastes like perfume.
I'm shocked how like.
Yeah, it really tastes like ginger carrot. It's a lie. It feels like a candy just lied to my mouth about what about what's in it. That's so weird.
It's too fragrant. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. It's perfume.
It's perfume.
It's very perfumey.
Wait, correct me if I'm wrong, but is there not a pumpkin pie one?
There's a sweet potato pie.
Okay, well, they fucked up. That should just be pumpkin pie.
I think it's an odd choice to not just go
especially considering they literally make a pumpkin. Candy corn has the candy corn pumpkin.
I like
the pumpkins. Oh, they do. I love. Okay, if you guys had to choose, if you had to eat only the candy corn pumpkin or only the candy corn for an entire day, which one would you choose?
Pumpkin.
Me too. I think I do reg only. I haven't tried the pumpkin one.
Oh, yeah. Really? The pumpkin is excellent. It's just a better shape. It's a more fun shape.
Oh, it is the pumpkin. Oh, I have had it. Okay.
Yeah, just a little pumpkin.
I would do the reg because I think it's a smaller landmass of candy.
Fair.
And I like candy corn, but I'm only good for like a handful or two of candy corn.
See, with the pumpkin, could get really like, if you're eating it all day, you're clearly not doing anything else all day. But you could take one with your canine tooth and you could carve it into a jack-o'-lantern.
Whoa! Really crafts!
Pop it out.
I thought you were going to say you could shove it up in your corner of like chew and just kind of like nibble on it all day.
I mean, somebody's done that for sure.
My roommate, bless him, but my old roommate, he would like just be like, I just went and got a root canal, and then bring home like a 2 liter of Coke and like Sour Patch Kids, and I was like, oh honey, no. This is hard. This is just hard to watch.
I'm like upside down smiling, like that isn't my entire MO.
Yeah, real camp. Who processed food? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, so sweet potato pie. Which one is that? That's the one with the.
That's this one, right?
Okay, the orange and the. Okay, let's go for it.
Yeah. Okay.
So I feel sick. This really.
This might be good. I have high hopes for this.
Oh, this one's good.
Yeah.
It's fine. Yeah.
It tastes close to candy corn.
It tastes very gingery. It tastes like pumpkin.
It's very gingery.
It's like pumpkin pie spice.
That one's nice. That one I actually like. I
don't think I'd want another one, but I like that one that
Okay, now what is the stuffing? The stuffing is orange on the top and white on the bottom?
This stuffing is going to suck.
It's
hard because it looks so similar to turkey.
You guys fucked up. You guys totally fucked up. This should not come after the pie.
I know, I'm sorry. I was doing it in the order that it's on the
list. Yeah.
Is it this guy?
I just
don't want to eat turkey.
I'm sad for everyone that's eating this right now.
Yeah, it's the white on the bottom and the top. Okay.
Is it horrible? Okay. Is it horrible?
Wait, isn't that? No, this is sweet potato pie, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, that's
white on the bottom. White on the bottom.
Sorry. We're calling the top and bottom different things, Babs.
What are you calling the top?
Brandy's right.
I think this is the top.
This is the top because when it's in the corn, that would be the top of the corn kernel.
So I know. So you were saying, so it's white on the top then?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. I mean, white on top.
Yes.
I thought this was the top, but this is the top. Okay.
I might be eating turkey. I can't tell. Let's go for it.
Okay, go for it, girls. Survey says.
All right, I got turkey again.
Oh, no.
The stuffing's bad. It's really bad.
It's really tasteless. It does taste a little like stuffing, but it's not very good.
What is everyone feeling on stuffing? Who here is like very
pro? I love stuffing.
Do not care about it. Get it out.
Interesting.
We have a family rice stuffing that we make with like sausage and olives, and that's my go-to.
Mm. Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, I do like a spicy sausage one in a crock pot that I really like a lot. That's good.
I like the idea of a spicy stuffing because Lord knows it needs a little spice.
Yeah, I mean, I'll have a bite or two of the bread one, but that's not my.
I'm eating another.
If for Thanksgiving, I have to have. I think my must-haves on Thanksgiving are. Sweet potato casserole.
And that sounds good.
With marshmallows? Do you do it with marshmallows?
I don't do it with marshmallows. I just do pecan, like streusel or whatever. I think that's my biggest thing. So, and then, you got all the favorites there.
Mashed potatoes, the ush.
Yeah.
Stuffing's a pretty top tier thing for me.
I agree. Stuffing is probably one of my favorite things, but I'm kind of picky about it. Like, it needs to be.
Yeah.
Like good stuffing.
Yeah, for sure. I ate another one of the sweet potato ones to get the stuffing taste out of my mouth.
I'm so sorry.
It was really. The stuffing one might be worse than the turkey one. The stuffing one, I feel depressed from eating it.
I like the turkey one least. I think stuffing was better than turkey ultimately. My mouth recognized the stuffing one as food. So it was like, oh, this is okay. The turkey one, it was like, no.
Honestly, I think you should call Brax right now because they have a new copywriter.
That would be our dream.
My mouth recognizes the stuffing one as food.
Hey. It's been a crazy week for Sam and I because we recorded an episode of The Hold Up where we tried kid cuisine to see if it holds up the TV dinners.
Can I guess that was a no? Can I guess?
Yes, it was a no.
Very similar spoiler experience, honestly, where it was like, oh, okay. Oh, okay. No, it didn't.
Yeah. It's so just so sad because it just looks so good on the box. They're just like, yeah, so comforting.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but that one came with like a toy, right?
No.
It came with like a fun dessert situation.
The brownie that's with like the little sprinkles on top. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those brownies, they hold up, right?
That yes, you're up. Right.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, those like fudgy brownies, that's the shit.
Let's be honest. Candy corn. Sugar, evergreen.
not necessarily.
I think Brax would beg to differ.
Yeah. Oh man, this little like I spit up like three of them and I
well, that must look real fun
attractive.
We were gonna do the whole meal together and there's just no
oh my god. Yeah, really I was disgusting. Hoping that we would not do the whole meal together.
I'm not doing that.
But I will say my favorite is the green bean, and I'm going to finish the one that I
Wow. I controversial. Like very controversial.
Yeah.
They definitely make sure you get enough. It's weird. They're very stingy on the cranberry, but the green bean, they really...
Yeah. I have a whole bag, and I can't see another cranberry.
Yeah, they really went...
Sam and Brandy, what were your favorites? If you had to choose one.
Sweet potato, for sure. Sweet potato, hands down.
Okay, wow. I'm gonna do a Cointreau as well. I'm going to do stuffing.
Whoa! Because it doesn't taste like anything?
Yeah.
Wait, I have to find stuff. I couldn't find a stuffing. God damn it.
The stuffing one, it was deeply upsetting to me. Sweet potato pie one was good.
It smells horrible. Yeah, I don't know what to do with this.
The smell alone, I think you would be out. Like, even if you had the candy with you, like, God.
It's just so sugary and, like, odd.
Oh, it's awful. It's really bad.
It's a good, like, I forgot to bring it the other day, but I met up with some friends in the park, and, like, I wish I brought it with me because it's a fun, you know, little, like, weird...
Yeah,
it's a conversation starter. Yeah,
and I have nothing to talk about my friends with.
Finally, you'll have something to say.
You know what was crazy? I was walking. We met at like the park by my house, so I was walking there, and there's a guy who is getting rid of a bunch of shit because I posted on my stuff, but I found like a moving waterfall picture he was getting rid of that lights up, and so I was like, "This is the best find of all time." And then I was walking by there again, and he was getting rid of a full box of unopened liquor. And I was like, "What?"
Okay.
I was like, "What show am I on right now?"
So you have a new...
Oh, no, it's a trap.
You have a new fairy godfather.
But
it was perfect because I was walking to meet my friends, and I was kind of like, you know, we hadn't hung out in a while, and I was like, man, maybe I'll like order like Postmates to drinks to the park or something. And it had in his little box was individual bottles of tiny moonshines, and I was like,
oh my god,
this man is perfect.
So nice.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
I
love drinking in parks.
It wasn't homemade. I think it was gifted moonshine.
Oh,
wow.
Okay.
It wasn't like bathtub gin or something.
Oh, okay. I was like, did you take this man's moonshine? You were like, hey, what up? Let's do it.
No, it was that and then like five other bottles of like expensive booze that had obviously just been sitting around. So it's all liquor, so you know it doesn't go bad.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
some of it I'd opened and I was like, ugh, this is weird. But there was a fucking $230 bottle of scotch in there.
Wow. That's awesome.
Damn.
Amazing. Yeah, so I was like, even if I don't drink this will just look cool on my bar.
Yes. And like what I love about alcohol is like it's self-sanitizing. Like,
yeah. I texted my boyfriend and I was like, hey, so there's a big box of booze down the street. Can you go take it? Because I didn't want to bring... I was like, I'm not bringing this whole thing to the park with me like an insane person. Like,
hey, we haven't seen Barbara in a couple of months. Holy shit.
That would be classless. As long as you're making your boyfriend do it, everything is copacetic.
It was... Yeah, everything worked. He saw the guy and the guy was like... He was like, can I take one of these? And the guy was like, take the whole thing. So everything worked out really well.
That's a good find. I will say, I did a little cutie thing the other day. So I'm like very tentatively and trying to be safely starting dating again. And so I had a date in the park with somebody this week, and I was like, we'll just have like a little drink in the park. Mm-hmm. And so I made a like kit that was like a plastic cup, a small bottle of champagne, and then a bottle of orange juice.
Cute.
He's like, oh, did you bring anything? I'm like, did I ever? You go, meanwhile, he brought a bag with like two loose bottles of beer.
You know, and that's just about what you can expect when you're dating men. So
it sounds like.
Yeah.
Did you like him or was it just whatever?
Yeah, he seems like a lovely guy. Yeah,
that's good. Nice. And yeah, you know what? Like, better two loose bottles of beer than nothing. I will give him that.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
We're all like,
that was
man.
Definitely
oh
my whole thing through the 20s. Hey.
Yeah. Yeah. How many times have we all said that? You know?
It's totally. Not the bottom of the barrel. It's somewhere in the middle of the barrel.
Were they fancier beers or was it like Bud Light?
Good question.
No, it was clearly from a multi-pack of Sam Adams.
Oh!
So he had the four that were good and then he's like, oh, these two, I guess maybe we'll split it on the date. Yeah.
Yeah.
From the East Coast originally.
That's really funny. Yeah. He didn't bring the whole thing, but he brought the two Lucys.
Yeah, I know. It's
honestly, I love a Lucy. I love a Lucy.
It was a really good like graphic depiction of like how girls date versus how men date. It's just like, I thought about this, I agonized over it, and I brought this for you. And he's like, I got two Lucys.
He's like, I thought about like as I was leaving the house, I opened my fridge and everything alcoholic I put in my backpack.
Yeah, basically.
I stole my
roommate's
beer.
Two of Brett's beers. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right, we're gonna go get some Lucy's ourselves. We'll be back in a second.
Lucy Goosey.
At Sephora, we know how you love to use makeup, skincare, hair care, and fragrances that work for you, but also how important it is to be in the know about the ingredients that are in them, which is why we created Clean at Sephora. Curated products from brands like Merit, Amika, Summer Fridays, and Fleur that have everything you want, minus certain ingredients you might not. Clean at Sephora is only at Sephora. Shop now at Sephora.com.
You know what, Babs? One day we'll enjoy some moonshine in the park together.
I have another set in my fridge.
I'll do it.
So for some reason, I'm ready. That moonshine thing. So I come from like a big Portuguese family, and one of my cousins married a girl who I'm also friends with. And in high school, we were in creative writing class together, and she was like, what did you do this weekend? I was like, I don't know. I partied. What did you do? And she was like, I drank your cousin Joe's moonshine. And then I stopped, and she was like, wait, do you have a cousin Joe?
Did you?
I do, and that's how I found out I have a cousin Joe.
Okay. That's a great origin uncle story or cousin story. All right, let's do a lady problem. If you have one, write to us at ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com.
Lady problems. Do you have them? Lady problems. Do you have them? People have them.
Hi, ladies. I love your show so much. Thank you for putting it out there each and every week. It makes me laugh so hard, and I love it. So my problem, and yes, it is unfortunately a boy problem. I'm 24 and in my third year of medical school right now. Great job.
Go you. Amazing.
That's fucking amazing. Since the beginning of medical school, I had a huge crush on a guy in my class. He's 26. We always had such good chemistry and he was a really good friend. It wasn't just me who picked up on this chemistry either. At the end of my second year, right before the COVID shitstorm hit, I told him that I liked him. He told me that we would talk about it later because he actually had something to do, so I caught him at a bad time.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
I asked him if it was a good thing, and he said it was. Later that evening, I got a text with not so good news. He said that he was going through a lot right now, family and health stuff, and that he couldn't focus on a relationship, and that maybe in the future it would work. He never gave me any feeling statements, though. That was a hard blow. I kept trying to forget about him and move on, but he has always been in the back of my mind. I dated on Bumble for a little bit during the summer, but nothing much came of it. Fast forward to the fall, and I learned that he has a new girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Ouch. Me, not being able to cope with my feelings, I go on more Bumble dates, and I meet this amazing guy who's 23. He's incredibly nice, funny, sensitive, respectful, and he loves me so much. He's absolutely amazing, and I love him. However, I still find myself thinking about that other guy and stalking his girlfriend online and generally just not letting it go. I need your help. This guy I'm with is fantastic. How do I let this other guy go? He was never even mine to begin with. I get frustrated with myself because I love the guy I'm with, and it's not fair to him that I keep thinking about this other guy. I feel so shitty, but I do not know how to get over him. Tips, please. Signed, perpetually pissed at myself.
Oh, girl. First of all, have you pictured him pooping?
Oh, that's a great one.
Number one tip.
Yeah, that's the first go-to.
Yeah, and like a real big turd.
A hard one. A hard one. Like a cheese for the last 2 days.
Ew. Yeah. Yeah, we're talking like next day hungover.
Yeah, eating tour of the Midwest, big old shit that turns your asshole inside out for a second.
Yeah.
That's what you're gonna.
And
yeah.
I really invite you to like invite your inner actor, your inner writer, like fill the scene.
Yeah. Yeah. Lots of noises, lots of sounds.
As I can say, as a lady who always falls for guys with IBS, doesn't work. Okay.
You're like, let's start a family.
I love my little anxious guys who also are anxious in their buttholes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Babs, same. It's great.
Can I?
Like a solid guy. No, can't help this.
Me and my boyfriend actually came up with a thing where we're like, we should redo songs, but just slightly off. So like I have my list up here. I gotta put my glasses on. Hold on, I wrote them on my whiteboard.
This looks serious.
Okay, so we got so you know, I got a feeling. You guys like, I kind of feel like tonight's gonna be pretty good.
I like it.
Oh, so it's an album of songs how parents sing them.
Yeah. Yes. Parent parents. And then there's it's gonna be me. You just go, it might just be me.
Yeah, be pensive. Like, oh, it might just, I like it. You know, I don't know, not yeah, sure thing.
I can't, hey, just I'm not gonna go the full thing. So this is really tough. I mean, it's so, the only way you can get over somebody is like time, and
yeah.
You're not, it doesn't sound like she's talked to him still or anything, so it's no. Kinda like,
yeah. Okay, yeah. I mean, I kind of feel like part of it, the problem is a little bit the social media, so I think she should, like, block this guy's social media.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the girlfriends.
And don't the girlfriends. Just don't give yourself that option. Just
no.
Well, block and, it. Like, make sure that it's not something with the current dude. Like, she says he's really great, but, like, are you compatible on everything? Great. If you are, then it's just, like, it's just a distraction at that point. You're right. You should block him. But if it's like something deeper, then yeah.
Right.
I agree with you, Sam. But here's what I'll say, too, is I think it's a myth that gets fed to us that as soon as you fall in love with somebody else who is nice to you and you are good with them, every other man on the planet disappears.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's not true, and I thought that was true.
That's
for my
a really
whole
good
life.
Point.
Yeah.
So just because you are with somebody that you love and you like doesn't mean that you stop fantasizing about other men. And you can have, you know, you are alive and all of those things. And so I don't think still thinking about this person necessarily negates your feelings for your current boyfriend, unless it's like you're having sex with your boyfriend and you're only thinking about this guy. Yeah. If that's the case, the case 100% of the time, that's no good. But if it's only the case 40% of the time, even if it's 40% of the time, like I think that's okay. And that
then current guy still won the electoral college.
Yeah.
And one thing I'll say too is like, if you need to hear somebody say that that other guy doesn't like you, this is it.
Yeah.
You are probably a great person and you were open and honest with your feelings and they were cagey. And when you like someone, you're not cagey. So he doesn't like you. So if you can know that and still have a crush on him in spite never having a chance and not harboring the thought that you will have a chance, you're fine. You're allowed to have crushes in relationships. You don't shut down the store once you're in a relationship.
Yeah, for sure. Well, and also I think maybe try to analyze, like, is it that it's still a crush or is this like your pride is hurt and you're like, well, why isn't this me? Like, do you even still really even like him?
Man. I mean, you know, in the email she talks about, like, we had chemistry. I wasn't the only one who picked up on this either. When she said that, I thought she meant that he mentioned something, but that's obviously not what happened. It was other friends that picked up on it.
Yeah.
And, oh boy, let me tell you, as someone who's never let any crush go and thought that there was something mutual there when it wasn't, that is a tough fall. I remember asking a guy to make out like 2 years ago and him being like, wait, 2 years? Okay. I was like, how long have I been with my weird?
No, time is a flat circle. Time is a flat circle.
A while ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
But him being like, I gotta go. And I was like, I have never read signals more incorrectly.
Never underestimate your brain's ability to fill in the holes where they do not need to be filled in.
Yeah. Dan Savage calls it dickful thinking. It's like it goes the other way.
Exactly.
That's such a hard pill to swallow because when you're, you know, and there's obviously a very good possibility that he was sending you all these signals and just, you know, whatever.
It doesn't change the fact that he's not into it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just really hard when you're like, but everything, you were acting like this and I don't understand. I'm sorry. It just sucks. It's like a shitty thing to deal with.
Yeah, and it doesn't reflect on you either. No. I don't want you to think it reflects on you. Like, just some people don't like some people.
Yeah, exactly.
Just how it goes.
Well, and I think you also did the right thing by, like, going on more dates and, like, that showed that, like, you met this guy and, like, you're happier with this person because you're, like, in a relationship that sounds really fucking great. Like, I think time will... Number one, I think we're in COVID where everyone is left with their thoughts more than they would be otherwise. So I think maybe getting over people during this is probably, I would imagine, more difficult just because it's like, well, what do? You know, it's not like you can like go out with your friends and all the shit that you would to like get over stuff, you know? So it's like, give yourself patience, understand that like you can only move forward and, you know, block everything about them from all of your social media. You know, I think that is social media, like, is such a mind fuck for this stuff.
Yeah. And every day you're choosing your boyfriend. So you're not like, you know, going out and like secretly seeing this guy. You're with your boyfriend. You enjoy your time with your boyfriend. If you're with your boyfriend and you love your boyfriend, you're doing the right thing. So
you have these thoughts.
Like,
and so like, don't feel too guilty about these lingering things. Like, it's fine to be.
Yeah.
That doesn't negate, like you said,
totally.
Anything.
I think it's so human to do that. It's like, I still think about, it's not that I have feelings for them, but every, you know, thing I've been in, especially the more intense ones, I still think about and I'm kind of like, you know, you kind of go over it in your head sometimes. So it's very natural to do, but you've got to not beat yourself up so much about it. Cause
totally.
And like, if you guys are in classes together and like you have to have his number in your phone, change his name to Sir Poops a Lot or like something really stupid in your phone that like, you're like, well, that's not sexy. He's an idiot.
How about Cadaver?
Yeah.
Cadaver. That's too sexy of a name for corpse. So we need something.
Oh, yeah.
What is he?
That's
the Jinx?
Funny because that's what me and my best friend used to call pussy in high school. And I Cadaver? Didn't think anyone else. Yeah. And I didn't ever think anyone else would think it was sexy.
Wow. Wow. Getting a lot of insight.
That in a sentence?
Yeah. Like, oh, my cadaver is like super itchy today.
That's not giving your cadaver enough credit. I will say, like, it moves, it's alive.
Because I thought it was gonna, for some reason, it didn't sound like you'd be referring to your own. It sounded like you would be like, "Hey, Luke crushes a lot of cadaver or something."
Wet ass cadaver.
Great. My wet ass cadaver.
There's I got it. There's some corpses in this house. Okay, no. Yeah, that was bad. That was. We told you guys we're ants, and it just every day we get a little bit further.
It just gets a little more dialed in.
Yeah.
Well, that's do you guys have any Jerry Springer? Close. Last final thoughts for
final
the
thoughts.
Identity problem.
You're also on your third year of med school. Shit's like really, you know what? You're in med school. Shit is getting really crazy right now, and has been all this year for people that are professionals in like your field. I can imagine there's a lot of anxiety about going out into the workforce. I don't know if you're interning and stuff right now. Like,
She's 24, and finishing med school. So
yeah, exactly. Like, you're about to, like, to enter a thing that, like, thank you so much for doing this, and mm-hmm. like, maybe this is like also a thing that, like, your anxiety is like I'm just gonna focus on this guy because it's not a bigger
good
picture
point.
Thing
yeah. good
of, like,
point.
Where you're what
Randy,
you're about to go
so
into.
Smart.
That's so true.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, I get one, but yeah, like give yourself patience because you're gonna need it through everything. I'm so sorry. I apologize for the world and you know, I mean, that could very well be what's going on.
Yeah,
too,
it's. You know? I think it's wild to see what your, like, anxiety grabs onto as its, you know, coping mechanism and not when you don't realize. I mean, I do it all the time without realizing what I'm doing. And then I'm like,
yes.
I literally, sure. the other night.
It always, comes out like lava in, like, a weird place. Like, you're like, what the fuck are you doing here? Like,
I've talked about it on here, but my, like, shopping has been nothing, like, crazy. But I just, like, I know I can tell I'm doing fucking with my anxiety that way right now. Mm-hmm. And the other night, one of my, like, biggest phobias, fears is, like, someone, like, coming into my room and fucking with me in the middle of the night. I just, like, I have nightmares about it.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
And me and my boyfriend had a discussion where he joked. We were already talking about it, but he said a joke, and then I, like, couldn't sleep because I was so freaked out. And then I bought a $200 vintage sitting chair.
So
yes.
No, that's just algebra. It kind of just checks out.
Which I canceled. I was like, what am I doing? I can't buy this. But it was like the most direct, like, oh my God, I have to do this to cope right now.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I never done.
Barbara, I'll send you a link to a sparkly pink crowbar if you want. Ooh. I have one of those next to my bed.
Oh, I got all the shit. I've got all the, you know. But also my boyfriend doesn't make me feel any better because I had a nightmare about it the other night. And I woke him up and I was like, someone's coming in. Someone's coming in. And he just went to the bathroom.
You know what?
Like, someone's going out.
Can I just say this because I need to put it somewhere? Last night, I had a dream that I was taking Pilates from Jack Nicholson.
Wow. How was that?
That's the ultimate, like, fucking Mad Lib dream I've ever heard.
Yes.
Like,
oh my God.
And, like, the weirdest part about the dream was that it, like, wasn't weird. Like,
of course he would teach that.
Was this like Jack Nicholson now, or was like
now? Current.
Paint a picture.
Super current, super old.
Oh no!
And I remember like doing the reformer and being like, I should talk to him about how you both like the Lakers, and then I didn't, and I regretted it.
Oh yeah, quarantine dreams have been fucking wild. Our brains are just going into like overtime right now.
Yes.
My dreams have been awful. That's another thing I would say for this person. If you just randomly had a dream about this person and then you were like, maybe I'm still in love with him. You're not. But don't worry. I've spent weeks of my life being like, why did I have that dream? It must be because I'm in love. It's like, no, you're not.
I had a dream the other night that Steve Hernandez went to Blaze Pizza with Joe Biden. Like, I don't know. My brain.
Nice.
Everybody is mad libbing. Everybody is mad libbing.
Well, thank Molly and Sam, thank you guys so much for coming on the show. You're so funny.
Thank you for having us.
And tell everyone where they can find the podcast and they can find you guys.
So they can find me at Sam_DeSalvo, and you can find the podcast on Twitter at This Holds Up. Molly?
You can find me on Twitter at Serious Molly. That's SERIOUSMOLLY. And then you can find the podcast on Facebook at The Hold Up Podcast. And then you can find us on Instagram at The Hold Up Podcast. And we're the one with the composition book logo because we found out too late there are several podcasts with the same name and concept. But ours
is
the Mead Notebook.
Yes. Yeah. And recently I was doing a little research and there some of the other Hold Up podcasts are taking our topics after we do them.
Are you serious?
Yeah, someone podcast did a Pop Tarts episode just recently and I was like, how dare you?
Evil.
I know. We did it first.
I will say they have the best Hold Up podcast.
Thank you.
It's very fun and comforting. You know, I'm a little bit older than you guys, but I know all, you know, mostly all the stuff you guys are revisiting. So it's fun because they do food and TV and music and movies, like all, it runs the gamut. So.
And we're the only one with women as the hosts. All the rest of them are women.
You already have my vote, just based on that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So yeah, check that out. And thank you guys for being on. And yeah, if you're a Patreon member, go over to, or if you want to see what it is, go over to patreon.com/ladytolady. And we're going to do a top secret session over there with these ladies.
Oh, top secret.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcast, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And duh, follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.